This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Two Catholic churches on reserves in British Columbia, Canada, have burned to the ground. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the fires come in the wake of the discovery of remains and unmarked graves on sites of former residential schools.
Two churches went up in flames on the Similkameen Reserve in British Columbia. The St. Anne's Church, built in 1910, and the Chopaka Church, built in 1897, burned within an hour of each other. A week ago, two other churches, one on the Osoyoos Reserve, the other on the Penticton Indian Band Reserve, were also burned down. The chief of the Lower Similkameen Indian Band says there are still Christian and Catholic followers in his community, and the impact of the fires has been devastating. And Chief Sandra Laren of the Gitwengak First Nation spoke out against the incident.
We don't tolerate arson. We don't tolerate criminal activity. Whether or not we believe in formalized religion or we believe in the Creator or we believe in both, this isn't the way. Begetting violence with violence is just not going to get us anywhere.
Police investigating the fires would only say they were suspicious, and officials are not suggesting any connection to the recent grim discoveries at former residential schools. In May, the remains of 215 children were found in unmarked graves near the former Kamloops Indian Residential School, and less than a week ago, 751 unmarked graves were found near a former residential school in Saskatchewan. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A totem pole is making its way from the Lummi Nation in Washington State to the nation's capital this summer. It's stopping along the journey and was recently in Lawrence, Kansas at Haskell Indian Nations University. Rhonda Lovaldo has more.
The House of Tears Carvers haul a 5,000-pound totem pole made from a 400-year-old cedar tree to raise awareness of many issues Native Americans face. Freddie Lane of the Lummi Nation says that includes boarding schools like where they visited at Haskell.
I'm sure there are sacred sites and sacred mounds and burial sites around here. The message of murdered and missing Indigenous women, the Indian in the moon, every stop is different. The totem isn't sacred. What's sacred is the gathering of the students, the faculty here.
But one other important message is to support Department of Interior Secretary and Laguna Pueblo citizen Deb Holland in addressing these items, says Lummi citizen and master carver of the totem pole, Jewel Praying Wolf James.
We know it takes more than one to accomplish great deeds, so we have to stand behind it.
James's presentation encouraged students, staff, and faculty to be more involved in Native issues. The group plans to make it to the Capitol at the end of July. This is Rhonda Lovaldo for National Native News.
The ANCSA Regional Association and the Alaska Native Village Corporation Association welcomed Friday's U.S. Supreme Court decision that Alaska Native regional and village corporations are recognized as tribes under the Indian Self-Determination and Education Assistance Act and are eligible to receive shares of the $8 billion in CARES Act funds set aside for tribes in March 2020. More than a dozen tribes sued, arguing Alaska Native corporations are not federally recognized tribes and are not entitled to the funds. In a statement, the Alaska group said Congress established the corporations to serve the health, education, welfare, and cultural needs of Alaska Natives, and they're pleased to see the court affirm their eligibility for CARES Act funds to help recover from COVID-19. Tribal plaintiffs in the case have expressed disappointment. Hundreds of millions of dollars in CARES Act funds were being held back by the Treasury Department. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination provided by the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health, which supports this show. Vaccines are now available for everyone 12 and up. Talk with your provider today about protecting your children and family from COVID-19. This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination provided by the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health, which supports this show. Vaccines are now available for everyone 12 and up. Talk with your provider today about protecting your children and family from COVID-19.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.